discover some amazing history in Utah's Castle Country. We're checking the petroglyphs. Next on Western Life Radio. Summer has officially begun, and Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need for your next outdoor adventure. From hiking to camping to shooting, ready for some fishing? Sportsman's Warehouse has all the rods, reels, baits, and nets you need for success. And hunting season will be here before you know it, so bring in your bows for free tune-ups. The best part of all is that at Sportsman's Warehouse, you'll find knowledgeable people who are passionate about what they do, and they will get you just what you need. Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
Play safe on the water. In Utah, youth 12 to 17 must pass an approved safety class prior to operating personal watercraft on Utah waters. Classes are offered statewide. Register now or get more information by calling 801-538-BOAT. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Incredible art and history await your visit in Utah's Castle Country. Stephanie Acey with Utah's Castle Country reveals some options.
A couple places that are pretty popular are Nine Mile Canyon. It's known as the longest art gallery in the world. We also have a really nice shooting range. We have Historic Helper. So many places here for people to come and see what they can do as far as recreation goes. So Historic Helper is really great. They have an amazing mining and railroad museum there, so you can learn about the mining and railroad history in that area. I mean, this is what our county is based off of. So it's neat to see where we came from, and it's neat for other people to see that as well. And then we do have an awesome prehistoric museum in town, and it shows you all the different archaeological and the dinosaur side of things, and then the pictographs and the petroglyphs, that side of things. So it's really neat that we have all of that in our area. And then also in our prehistoric museum, they do have a lot of things for Nine Mile Canyon, but they also focus a lot on the local area when it comes to the different dinosaur things. So that's really neat. So the entire canyon is paved. Most of the sites are located just right off the side of the road, and we do have brochures and a self-guided tour located at our visitor center, so if anyone needs some help, we can definitely help them out. I've heard amazing things about Range Creek, Carbon County Recreation. They actually take tours through that, and I believe they do one or two a month, these tours to go through Range Creek, because it's kind of hard for people to get the right permits to go through on their own. So they do these tours through Range Creek. I have not been able to go on one yet. I hope that I will this summer.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.